Fast Food Urges on the Go.
Welcome to next time.
Welcome to the Fit Life Show, where we share tips and tricks on fitness, food, family, and fun.
Don't need a pull, Jose.
What will it be? Not in disguise. Not in disguise.
Quick pick. I'm not even looking.
Quick pick. You're right. Huh? Quick pick.
Was it really?
Yes. All right.
Get the heck out of here.
All right.
What? All right.
Do a pose. Whoop. Good.
You see how I got it like that?
So.
How you did that?
I don't either.
So how do you...
I should play lottery today.
Yeah.
How do you combat fast food urges while doing running around?
Is he talking?
Yeah. What'd you say, huh?
What? Were you talking?
You two are trouble up there together. How do you cure fast food urges while you're doing running around or things like that?
Usually Chick-fil-A. I don't know if that's a cure for it or not, but I tend to...
That was not the kind of cure I was thinking
this
of.
This episode was not sponsored by Chick-fil-A.
Okay. Well, I mean, that is one that I do enjoy going to.
Yeah, I do too.
And again, I would lie to you, or like to lie to you, and say that I eat something healthy from there. But it is usually... The 30 count nugget tray.
Oh, wow.
No. Yeah, I don't play. I don't eat them all at once. I do justify it by bringing them home for the kids. Well, and stuff.
How many are left when you get home, though?
I don't know. I don't count.
But you have three kids. How many does each kid get?
I don't know. Hey, I brought a couple of nuggets for y'all. Right. Get two apiece.
There you go.
Now, usually I do get the 30 count, but I usually also get a meal, a sandwich meal, with either a yogurt parfait.
I never tried the yogurt parfait.
I think it's pretty good. Or I'll get the waffle fries.
Okay.
Now, with a diet sweet tea. I mean, not sweet tea. Diet lemonade.
Okay.
Which, again, I don't know why.
I'm getting a diet lemonade with a meal in a 6:30 tray.
You're so healthy conscious.
And it's not even like, I'm like the guy that drinks diet soda with the, you know, but anyways, and I don't even like sugar substitutes. Like, they're not the best for you, right?
Right.
But for some reason, I like their diet lemonade.
Okay.
Weird.
We'll give it to you.
It is weird. I normally get... Normally, Chick-fil-A is about a $50 adventure for me.
Mm, yeah.
So, I don't go very often, but it is we're running around.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Last night, Costco is a big one for me.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't want to say it's a fast food urge, but if I got to go to Costco, I order a pizza from Costco. It's $9.95.
Yeah.
And it's like a 18 inch, massive, 20 inch, whatever it is.
Oh, wow.
Massive pizza.
Yeah.
And one of those pizzas will satiate my family. Okay. It is not going to provide them a full belly, but it will tie them over.
So you have three. Probably by now ravenous growing boys.
Yes.
So
yeah. Three teenage boys. But the problem is, you know, just like anything with kids, you get it one time and they'll eat all of it.
Mm-hmm.
The one pizza. Then the next time you get it, they'll eat all of it, but it'll be like over the course of a day. And then you're like, well, I'll get two pizzas. Then you get two pizzas, and then they don't eat one pizza. You know what I mean? They're like, well, I mean, you know, we always eat pizza and we'll always eat the whole thing. And I'm like, that's not true. I've thrown away pizza multiple times. Or actually, our animals get the pizza. But so, yeah, those are probably currently Chick-fil-A, not so much right now. But I have gotten Costco pizzas. Most recently. But yeah, it was really, I think, when you're talking convenience and fast food and stuff that.
I mean, it's so hard. Like when I'm going on my deliveries on Wednesday, it's hard. Like sometimes I will get like a pre-made protein shake. So that is helpful to like, because I usually drink a lot of fluids when I'm driving.
Yeah.
And that's a really nice thing to have. So you don't have to worry about crumbs or, you know, handling food. But yeah, when you're, it's hard to remember to pack foods that are convenient to while you're driving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or to take the time to stop somewhere and eat, you know, in a parking lot.
Right.
Or something.
I mean, like, even like if you go to Chick-fil-A, their salads, you have to stop and you have to eat it. A sandwich you can hold.
Yeah.
A protein shake is, I mean, that a premium protein shake is a good option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're on the go, because you just take off the lid and drink.
See, all you need to do is have a blender that you travel with and get a salad from Chick-fil-A and blend it up.
Blend it. Yes. Such a.
Yeah.
Yum.
He's full of good ideas, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
I try.
Salad smoothie.
Yeah.
Ew.
There you go. New menu item.
To be honest, something here.
Will, so you want ranch or Italian with that?
Oh. That would be disgusting.
But I mean, I would say that the easiest thing would probably be a protein shake or a protein bar.
Yeah.
Because I mean, if you like, I know people, and I've done it in the past, when you pack like a little thing of celery sticks or carrot sticks, and you have a little bit of this, a little bit of cheese and crackers. It's just so hard to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the cooler or even to remember to make it.
Yeah. Well, I think another convenient thing is it's kind of like a sandwich, right? But it's a like a wrap. Like you get a low carb wrap then you can put a lot of stuff in it that are fairly healthy. And then those are relatively easy to kind of eat.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I think wraps, burritos, those kind of things are easy on the go kind of things to kind of grab. But, you know, it's about convenience.
It is.
You know, why do we stop at fast food most of the time?
It's convenient.
It's convenient.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I guess another option, it's not necessarily fast food, but like if you're going grocery shopping, like at a nicer place like Harris Teeter or something like that, I mean, they have sushi. And those, you know, if like the vegetables too, even the ones that I fish, those are something that you can eat quickly that are handheld. And they're healthier for you than like,
yeah,
you know, a fast food joint would be without the grease and all those.
Do you use chopsticks
when I'm driving? No, and well, no, not at all. I am terrible at chopsticks.
I have, but it's not my go-to.
I'll make you the little kid thing next time we.
It's diverging from the conversation, but I mean, have you seen people like use the chopsticks to eat soup?
Oh yeah,
it's like no.
Yeah, I'm fluent in chopstick.
You're fluent.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can eat the smallest speck of rice on my plate.
But can you get like a mouthful?
Yeah.
Really?
Definitely. So the problem is when you probably use chopsticks, you attack it like this. And you attack it with just like, whereas when I use chopsticks and when my Asian brothers, mi familia, I'm just kidding. When I do it, it's more like we hit here and it's almost like you scoop it into your mouth.
Oh, okay.
Do you know, it's more like you grab some and then slide more on there.
It's a whole motion.
Yeah. And gotcha. You know, usually if you watch, they have a bowl in their hand.
That's true.
Or whatever. And it's more like a scoop kind of thing to the mouth. Whereas most, like I said, most people go like this.
Right.
To grab something out of it. And you're going to get like a piece of rice. And you're going to be like, oh, got one piece of rice. So most people don't have the patience. Yeah. So it's just a technique kind of thing.
I think also for me, whenever I've tried it, I'm usually very hungry when I get there. So it's like, no, forget this.
But I can eat almost as fast as probably you can with a fork.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's cool.
Wow.
And part of it is because, you know, if you stab sushi, sometimes it falls apart.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
You know, whereas when you grab sushi, you're grabbing the whole thing. It really doesn't fall apart. So you're able to kind of get it in your mouth.
But
now again, rice. You're going to beat me with a spoon or, you know, something like that. With a fork, I could come close.
Yeah.
Because there are holes in the fork.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's, sushi is, I don't know how we got
sushi as an option for
is totally off subject. But sushi, have you ever made sushi from scratch? You have. Okay.
That's fine. Right,
we have too. That's fine.
Yeah. I did want to preface though saying that we are not encouraging people to use chopsticks while driving.
Yes, that's very true.
A disclaimer, yes.
It's a disclaimer.
Unless you're a professional.
Even then, no.
Oh, okay.
Only under supervision from stunt drivers.
There you go. Sorry.
Okay. Yep.
Have you ever?
I don't do that. No, I never do that. You... I never do anything but drive.
I've
seen
been in
you.
The truck with you. You do more than
I've that. I've had white knuckles while watching you drive. You do more than just drive.
I don't know what they're talking about. This is not on camera.
To get back on topic.
Yeah, it's on topic.
Is there other options? Like, you know, we've talked about sushi and like wraps, stuff like that. That would be more healthful.
Yeah.
Options than faster. Is there anything else that you can think of? I mean, obviously taking your own food.
Yeah.
But it's always hard, especially when you do a lot of traveling.
Well, yeah. And then you got to have a cooler. Mm-hmm. And there's just all of these things. So,
yeah.
And, you know, if it's cold out, it's not that big a deal. If it's hot out, you know, it's catch 22, right?
Yeah, it really is.
Like, I used to bring a cooler when I did construction work. And then about 9 or 10 o'clock, I'd throw the meal out on the dash of the truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by 11, 12, she's warm. I mean, she wasn't hot, but she was warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, depending on how hot it was that day. You know, so.
Yeah.
Probably not the best thing. Probably bacteria was growing already. But, well, they say, 4 hours? You're good.
Yeah, I think 4 hours, yeah.
4 hours of above 41, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going back to fast food because that's what our topic is. And y'all want to stray from the topic at hand.
I mentioned sushi.
Okay, so any other fast food joints or fast food ideas
that are more helpful, you mean?
What's your favorite fast food?
I mean, I Chick-fil-A really is like my number one.
Oh, is it really?
It really is. Yeah. But we've tried
have you tried Cane's?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Cane's.
Neither was I.
It's odd because I've tried their nuggets and I've tried their sandwich, and both times it's given me acid.
Really?
Stomach. Yeah, it's upset my stomach.
Not I just don't think it has a lot of flavor.
No, it doesn't.
No, yeah.
Chicken. The breading is light and
it's very light and crunchy, but not very flavorful. But the best thing I found there is their coleslaw.
Really? I don't like coleslaw, so.
I am usually not a fan of coleslaw either. Their coleslaw is so good. The other day,
oh boy.
I went to Raising Cane's and got two things of coleslaw.
And then went across
the
street.
And then went to Chick-fil-A and got a sandwich and popped it on.
Are you serious?
I am so serious. It was so good.
That's so wrong.
It was so good.
Okay.
I know, I can't believe I admitted that on air. But anyway, that is what I did.
Across
and I will...
the internet. It was, everybody knows.
It was good.
Well, there you have it, folks. Raising Cane's Colesley.
It's good.
Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yep. Give it a try.
Best combo.
You should try it. Seriously. They're just down the road.
Anywho.
Subway is actually another good alternative for quick.
Like Subway.
You like Subway?
I think it's
good. I'm not going to hold that against you.
No, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's about a 5 to a 6. I mean, it's okay.
Have you been to Substation?
No, I haven't.
Subway Station? What?
No, I haven't.
No.
Okay.
They're better than Subway?
Way better.
Okay.
Okay. Are they the same type of, like, you put this on whatever sandwich you want?
I mean, you don't, like, make it. I mean, they don't make it in front of you, per se. But it's usually hot. Their bread is better.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's a white bread. So, right. I mean, you ain't getting nothing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
but that falls into the whole like wrap idea that you mentioned. I mean, subs are easier to hold and handle.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I guess Chipotle would be an option. I mean, they do make like burritos and stuff, but they tend to be harder to hold theirs because they're really, sometimes they pack them so full.
Well, that's also more of a problem of the person who's saying, I want this in there.
That's true. Kids usually are like, you know.
Yeah. The last time I went, they actually had to use two wraps to actually wrap it properly. It was kind of funny watching him trying to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, those are good options too, I guess. It's still fast food, but it tends to be a little bit healthier for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Options.
Or you've got the whole, you know, keto kind of ish side of it where people are using lettuce as wraps.
Yeah, they do that. Right. I saw at Chick-fil-A, and there's one other place that offers that you can do a lettuce.
Yeah.
So that is always, I mean, if you have to go to a fast food joint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
a great option would be to wrap whatever you're consuming in lettuce.
That's true.
So usually I get the sandwich with the bun and everything, and then I put the I take the lettuce out of the inside and put it on the top and on the bottom, and then I call it a lettuce wrap. You know what I mean? And then it makes it healthy, right?
It does. It took out all the carbs.
Well, no, the bread's still in there.
But... Oh, I thought you said you took the bread off.
No.
He takes the bread off, takes the lettuce, and then wraps the lettuce around the bun.
Around the bun. So, it looks like a lettuce wrap sandwich.
That doesn't make it healthier. That's just sad.
You were deceiving yourself, my friend.
Well, hack didn't work.
That hack did not work. That is not approved.
That's so wrong. You guys have anything else? No. More helpful than that.
Before we confess too much more here.
Till next time.
Till next time.
Well, folks, that's all for now. Keep your eyes open for our next episode coming soon. Or make it easier on yourself and click that subscribe button right down there. Or there to the side. Or there. Or wherever it's put. Click it and you'll be notified the instant a new episode becomes available. Please let us know what you think of our show and what you'd like to hear on here in the future. Post them on the Fit Life Show Facebook page. Till next time, this is the Fit Life Show, brought to you by Fit Bodies Unlimited. Get fit, stay fit.